AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Not perfect, but good enough. Iran's take on the just-announced nuclear agreement between it and world powers. Tehran's foreign minister is Mohammad Javad Zarif.
We are reaching an agreement that is not perfect for anybody, but it is what we could accomplish, and it is an important achievement for all of us.
Tehran has agreed to limit its nuclear program. In exchange, world powers will ease up on the sanctions that have been crippling Iran's economy. President Obama says the agreement makes us safer. Our Mark Smith is at the White House.
The president says the agreement struck in Vienna is comprehensive, detailed, and not based on trust.
Every pathway to a nuclear weapon is cut off, and the inspection and transparency regime necessary to verify that objective will be put in place.
And he says it holds out the hope of a new beginning with a nation America's been at odds with for decades.
This deal offers an opportunity to move in a new direction. We should seize it.
Meantime, he's warning lawmakers he'll veto any attempt to torpedo the accord, saying to walk away from it now would be irresponsible. Mark Smith at the White House.
Chicago's public enemy number one is now El Chapo, the Mexican drug lord who escaped from a prison near Mexico City over the weekend. He's regaining the title today, say officials there, because his Sinaloa cartel is responsible for so much of the heroin and cocaine trade in Chicago. In court today, the son of a Boston police captain who's accused of plotting to set off pressure cooker bombs at a university and broadcast the killings of students live online in violence aimed at supporting the Islamic State group, say authorities. Alexander Chicola's family says he's mentally ill. This is AP Radio News. We're the only people on the planet who've done this. The U.S. sent a spacecraft to Pluto, and near as they can tell, it arrived within 7,800 miles of the planet about an hour or so ago, snapping pictures and gathering information. This makes us the only nation in the world to have visited every single planet in the solar system. The principal scientist watching over this mission is Alan Stern.
It's a moment of celebration because we've just done the anchor leg. We have completed the initial reconnaissance of the solar system.
The confirmation of the Pluto visit won't come until tonight when the spacecraft reports back to Earth. In the shadow of the exploding airbag scandal, safety regulators are investigating airbag inflators made by another company, ARC Automotive. They went into older Fiat Chrysler Town & Country minivans and Kia Optima mid-sized sedans. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.